AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society, Pacific Watch. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch, and there is good news in California, in Orange County, for Yodeler Bliss, a veteran of Disneyland. Yodeler Bliss, Engineer Bliss, and now we speak of a contract offered by Disney. Jeff, a very good evening to you. Disney employs thousands, and I recall you very carefully explicating how during the early days of the virus, with the layoffs at Disney, this was a crushing, crushing moment for all of Southern California. What is the good news about Disney and its employees?
The great news here is that the Walt Disney Company announced their cast members, who are represented by a Master Services Council there, that there's been a ratification of a three-year contract. And it's going to outpace California's minimum wage, which is, of course, higher than most places in the nation. So it's good news for them when it comes to their wallets. It's good news for the union because it not only shows that it's strong, the council is strong, but it's actually, you know, made their situation better. And actually, Disney's doing quite well considering they came off a pretty rough period there, like most people. But they're so dependent on tourism, which was really locked down even more than the rest of us. And they've been scrambling to come back, but they've got new attractions, they've got new approaches to dealing with the virus, and they've been doing quite well. And this is, I think, another feather in their hat.
The headline, Disneyland employees avoid strike. The tentative agreement endorsed by Master Services Council leadership raises minimum pay from $15.50 to $18.50 per hour, a 19% increase. Is there a lot of minimum wage at Disneyland? Because cast members look like professionals when you're a visitor.
That's right. When I was there, I don't know how many unions and trades are represented there, but there was more than a dozen in the park. So you had Teamsters, which I was a member of there, and a whole host of others, electrical workers, you name it. Disneyland has always done better than any type of, you know, minimum wage jobs in the area, because you had trained craftsmen, you had people that had been there a long time and worked their way up through the union. So even when I worked there, which was, you know, several decades ago, some of the people that were considered in the top two tiers of the union structure were making darn good money. I mean, that was their job. And it's hard to believe that you can have somebody who's, you know, dispatching boats in a track inside of an attraction like Small World or, you know, something else in the park seems kind of humdrum, but they made pretty good money.
We turn from the good news of a Disney strike averted and comfort at Disneyland to the mystery of the theft rings of California. Jeff first reported on this at Walnut Creek several weeks past. Since then, it's moved in all directions in the state of California, to Los Angeles, to other parts of the Bay Area. Is there any solution yet for this, Jeff? At least an explanation for why now? Why so organized? Why did it go on up and down the state?
It went on up and down the state, and to some extent, there's a concern that it still continues, although not like it was a week or two ago. There's great concern that this is going to continue. If you heard the Biden administration discuss it last week, they blamed it on the pandemic. But the truth is you have these very organized, very complex or sophisticated, I should say, criminal operations. These are operations, you know, I don't know if they're as big as some of the cartels in Latin America, but they're organized. They pay their people very well. So if they send somebody into a store to, say, get a Louis Vuitton purse, when they bring that back, and they may bring back 10 or 20, they're going to get a $1,000 bonus per purse. They know that the police are already reporting on this. They're saying, you know, they've got a pretty sophisticated HR compensation package for the people that work there. They have a whole distribution system, or as we call it, fencing, to get rid of the goods that were stolen. It's well planned out. There's logistical support to it. It really is a marvel, honestly.
And the response so far has been to focus on bail, which seems secondary to what the critical detail is. There's not security at the stores. Can there be security, Jeff? Because I've seen various videos, sometimes smashing through a front window, sometimes small stores, sometimes in Nordstrom. Is there any explanation of what the defenses are?
They've tried to make some defensive moves. One of them has been to block off traffic, say in Union Square, where there were some high-end retail operations that were hit quite bad by these allegedly organized crime rings. So they've closed off those streets. They've tried to narrow the points of ingress and egress so that they can kind of slow the traffic. But honestly, all the security people are told not to interfere, not to touch them, not to address them, not to endanger themselves or the customers. So this is going to continue. Really, the only way you're going to slow people down or impede them at the point of where the crime takes place is by having a police presence there.
And the stories continue, although nowhere near what it was appeared to be a week ago. There have been arrests. Many of the stories point to the fact that people are not held on bail. But if it's organized crime, that you're not going to solve it by arresting the actual thieves. You have to go to who's paying the thieves, who's organized this. Another chronic problem in California is the homeless. And over the years, you've made it very clear that the homeless number climbs as the money that California devotes to solving the homeless climb. Now we have a headline in the LA Times that all of the candidates for mayor agree that the homeless encampments have to end, but they don't have a way of ending them. The puzzle here is, what do you do about encampments? Now, my single experience is anecdotal. In 1992, 93, in New York City on the West Side, Riverside Drive has a walkway at the top, and you look over the park. There were Sunday mornings and Saturday nights in which there were encampments, tents, not quite as elaborate as we see in Los Angeles. It is New York weather. But there were tarpaulins raised and campfires, and people sort of gathered around along the walkways. It wasn't safe to be there. It gave the impression of chaos, of anarchy. Now, you know New York City, that real estate is untouchable. A two-bedroom apartment or a three-bedroom apartment just is not available on the Upper West Side. What happened was Giuliani was elected, and the order went out that the encampments are to be closed. They just simply moved them away and didn't let them come back. Is not that available in Los Angeles?
There has not been the will to do it. We're seeing a growing, you know, there's this growing movement, even on the most liberal parts of LA, to get this thing fixed. Now, there was a poll that came out at the end of last week that said, we very much care about what's happening to the homeless here. And it's a tragedy that you live in an area that's so affluent, and there's, you know, there's just so much. There's a surplus of many things. And yet this continues. But we are aware, these were, you know, I'm putting together what the findings were. And it was basically, we want to fix this, but we're not willing to pay any more money because it's just being wasted.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. We're watching now the good news about Disney, the mixed news about the theft rings, and the puzzling news about the agreement of the LA candidates, the candidates for LA mayor, that the encampments must end, but how and when is unanswered. And this is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.